and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
And good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located here in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce. This is Finding a Voice, spoken word program airing here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. We do stream live online as well at www.cfrc.ca. In the first hour from the first round of the February 3rd and the journey continues, open mic at the Elm Cafe. Have to say that in it we had a little bit of an issue with the recorder. So unfortunately, most of that first round's readings were lost. I really feel bad. There were some really wonderful readings in there as well. So my apologies. Everybody already knows. I've already apologized to them as soon as I found out later that evening. So the people who were there know. But my apologies here again, I think, are appropriate. What you will hear, though, were a few readings, several minutes of a few readings, actually, that did go ahead and connect to the recorder. And you're going to hear readings by Liz Huntley Yentz, Vicky Langele, Eric Folsom, Peter Mottner, and then me. You'll also hear, I'll explain it more once we get closer to me starting it, so in a few minutes. But I'm going to play some, I brought in a couple of other CDs that I think will fill this hour out with something I think you'll appreciate, and hopefully maybe even those who attended and didn't get to hear or don't get to hear today what they did hear that evening will probably, I'm hoping they will appreciate this in their place too. So I will, again, go into more detail with that in just a couple of minutes once I get down to that point. I do want to mention, though, first in the second hour, from again that February 3rd and the Journey Continues open mic, you will hear readings at the Elm in the second round, and it was unaffected by the problems I had with the recorder in the first round. So you're going to hear all of those. So you're going to hear readings by Chris Carney, Leo Roberts, Sarah Emtage, Jane McDonald, Laylee, Leanne Terrace, Michael Flaho, Bruce Cudmore, Sonali Samaya, Wiley, Joseph Elliott, Meg Freer, Dozy Ubozi, Callista Markotic, Liz Huntley Yentz, and then because they didn't get a chance to read in the first round, you get hear another reading by Leo Roberts and Jane McDonald. And then you'll also hear a reading by me. And then following that, I think I've got a few minutes for some information, but I'm also going to include a couple of songs in the second hour. So I hope you can stay tuned for all of that. My first mention in each hour is that occasionally some poetry, spoken word, or music played on the show may contain strong language, and I try to preserve it as much as possible to maintain the creative integrity of both the author and the piece. So here we go. In case you happen to tune in a few seconds late and missed it at the top of the hour, and I do actually kind of like to repeat exactly what you're going to hear before I air a recorded segment. So you're going to hear from the first round of the February 3rd and the Journey Continues open mic at the Elm Cafe. And again, in case you didn't catch it at the top of the hour, I had an issue with the recorder, so there were only a few people, a few of the poets that were recorded, and unfortunately the others were lost. You will, though, hear readings by Liz Huntley Yentz, Vicky Langele, Eric Folsom, Peter Mottner, and myself. And then what I've brought in to the first of two CDs that I brought in to kind of fill in is I thought I'd bring I'd bring Al Purdy's, the Al Purdy songbook. And I'm going to play three tracks off of that. What I'm going to do is not break. I'm just going to go straight from the readings into and just go straight into the Al Purdy songbook. What I will do is credit then the people that you heard, and there'll be three tracks that were on that. So, yeah, I think I explained that well enough. Anyway, when the event at the Elm ends, this is going to start immediately, and then I'll just credit everyone after that. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Anyway, let's go ahead and just go into it. Again, here is, again, the first round of readings in the monthly And the Journey Continues open mic reading in that series at the Elm Cafe. And here we go. Let's go ahead and bring up Liz Huntley Yentz.
So before I read, I just wanted to mention again that we have a new poetry event going in the West End. Hopefully some of you will venture out there on February 14th, which I guess is Valentine's Day, so bring your person. We'll be gathering at Grains and Goods Coffee Bar / Studio 330. We're right by the mall. There's a bus stop and all of the free parking. And I'll be reading some poems with a friend of mine, Daniel Buchstieg, who's an amazing bass player. And then Callie and Bruce will also read some poems, and there will be great coffee and some snacks, and I hope you will join us. I'll leave some posters here, or flyers rather. You're welcome to grab one if you're interested, and I will also put a poster up back there. So the poem I'm going to read tonight is one that I'm feeling good about right now. I sent out a bunch of stuff for publication in 2025, and pretty much all of it got rejected. But there's a publication which maybe some of you are familiar with called the Best Canadian Poetry. My poem is also not in there. but in the 2026 book, there's a list at the back of notable poems, and you will find my name and the title of this poem in that small space. And it's entirely unseasonal. It's a poem written from the perspective of a lawnmower. It's called Lawnmower. In early May, the lawn lay luxurious about the house, her pelt glossy with dandelions. The breeze gently combed her hair, and she shivered where the bees delivered 1,000 golden kisses. I came full throttle. I was an ungodly shriek in that sea of green. I left her shorn, so that the bees hovered at nothing. The neighbors approved. We agreed she must be kept under control. And all that day, up and down the road, the lawns were cut down and tamed until the air was heavy with the scent of the lifeblood of grass. The lilacs remained silent, held their buds tight-lipped, and did not release their fragrance. As evening fell, the tulips, too, curtained their windows and looked away. And the frogs trilled across the pond as though nothing had happened. Only the mice protested and mourned the loss of their tunnels and paths among the tall grasses, though they dared not gather where the nest lay cleaved and bloodied. Who listens to these small voices in the face of such an ordinary violence?
To give Liz another hand, let's bring up Vicky Longelier.
Good evening. This is, I suppose, a response to the sadness. Sometimes we kick ourselves, oh, I shouldn't have done that. My intuition told me not to do it. Now there's a big mess. And we feel horrible about ourselves, and there's another perspective. By choice. It's okay, dear one, to walk face first into trauma. Sometimes we want to learn something awful, something of anguish. Imagine we tread into shadow by choice, by donning blinders to red flags, by trickery and self-deception. Trust yourself. Apparently, that which you wish to learn is worth it. Release the humiliation of your grievous errors that have brought you so much pain. Our souls are treasure hunters, digging for diamonds that refract unearthly light and pearls of wisdom unshakable in their grace. Is there another way to render such powerful compassion? Step aside. That which we are becoming is worth it. Right down to the last aching tear, the skin-clawing angst, the long night of fear. Through the planets in their ranks, the sun will appear, dawning inevitable thanks in a morning bright and clear. We will know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was all worth it. Thank you.
As we give Vicky another hand, let's bring up Eric Folsom.
I've been dreading this, and you should dread it, too. So I've been writing more poems about growing up in the 1960s, and possibly I'm only the world's weirdest person, but when I sort of got into adolescence and puberty, my sort of dream life at night just kind of went bananas. So that's what this poem is about. It's about what's going on in your head, kid? And just a couple of little notes. WBZ is a radio station in Boston. Dusty is Dusty Springfield. Righteous Brothers, you know who they are. Kitty White's Party, as far as I can tell, Kitty White is just a piece of folklore from my grandmother. I don't know anybody else who knows Kitty White's Party. Dream a little dream of me. I'd drop off to sleep as if a book had been shut. Dim words between covers, rearranging themselves, flickers of dream life, clung to every letter, dozy library of endless plasticity. One had to give up childhood invitations, pajama-clad visits to Kitty White's party. Adolescence fostered more dark-seeming visions, impossible chiaroscuro permissions, nocturnal emissions, clueless how they'd happened. Treacherous hormones on their nightly coup d'etat, like being blindfolded and spun around three times, told to play pin the tail on the sexuality. No cliches of flying, but some dreams I floated. Like an air mattress drifting slowly through the clouds, I could steer by paddling my hands on the breeze, unfazed by how small the streets and houses appeared. Back through my window, above the viney trellis, brushing past curtains printed with fading pictures, soldiers tapping revolutionary snare drums, while a cast-iron radiator softly ticked. No more cinnamon sugar on warm buttered toast. No more hockey cards rattling bicycle spokes. The new dream regime augured skeletons and death. The setting, our own cobwebby, stone-walled basement. Father believed I was terrified of the dark, seeing me dash upstairs, breakneck from the cellar. But I feared death, the bony hands of ancestors reaching out for my shoulder, instantly fatal. Dreams so petrifying, I fell out of bed once. My parents shoved the mattress up against the wall, a nook where the chimney kept the wainscoting warm. I fell asleep nightly to WBZ. One single plastic bud piping music to my ear. Brain sliding downhill into possible futures. Dusty insisted that real love was in his kiss. Righteous Brothers' tenderness in their fingertips. The twin cotton sheets felt smooth against arms and legs. No conscious thoughts hinted at metamorphosis. But my dreamland flesh flowed like warm liquid honey, time-lapse photography of bright blooming flowers. Unripened testicles ascended inside me. Scrotum changed to labia, penis inverted, inside out, consented to be vulva. Cervix. Elaborate change, several nights in a row. Daylight would not countenance taboo emotions. What emotions? Better just forget about it. Non-binary referred then to number systems. Queerness mainly viewed as a pernicious illness. My visions, in a weird way, took charge of themselves. An imagined school friend came to me in my dreams, wearing a sweater, a locket, and straight blonde hair. Fantastic girl, pouring scorn on my fantasy. "You'll never know what it's really like," she told me, mockery smiling, pretty pink lipstick. Never. After that, the vivid feels of transformation either stopped or turned into something I ignored.
To give Eric another hand, let's bring up Peter Montner.
Now, this poem is about this place and the staff and the vibe that this place has imparted on me. I, like the elm, believe the arts are important to us all tonight. We answered the call. A wonderful place where young and old interact with each other, so I am told. The sight of you all brought us all together in this inclement night. Weather-wise, what a surprise. Willa, Athena, Courtney, Danielle, Mariana, and Grace all add their flair with the place. Imaginative cooking, that is an art in itself, where cooking up a storm is the norm. The arts are here, there, and everywhere. With Greg Tilson being the curator of the art here on the wall and the father of the Skeleton Arts Festival, the arts are everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. This cafe has been an impetus when I walk out into the hood and enjoy the art. Again, here, there, and everywhere. That can only be defined or described as good. Being old, I grew up with the big bands, salsa, mambo, bossa nova, and such. There was a bassist many years ago in Toronto. I saw Jaco Pastorius, and word of mouth, he was too much. There was Waltz King Johann Strauss and Richard Strauss with the Fledermaus, Viennese operetta. It's all part of the arts. My ear took me to Argentina and Uruguay to experience the tango, the arts, and the broad and wide, and the arts are broad and wide, and will meet you on the other side of discovery, such as Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. That song was written in 1931. It's very popular even today. Another song that is part of the arts is A Little Try a Little Tenderness. And that was written by Harry M. Woods in 1932, and it's still popular today. What have you all found on the road that is profound? I found Jermaine Jackson with the Johann Strauss Orchestra singing a tribute to his fallen brother, Michael Jackson. And he sang Michael Jackson's favorite song. What was that, you ask? Charlie Chaplin's Smile. And from Vienna, the City of the Arts, in closing, I can't wait to see the role the Elm will play in the Skeleton Park Arts Festival. And last but not least, your hall here, so bonne nuit. I am old, as I told you from the start. I grew up with in a large part with the big bands, Mario Balzo, Michito, Chono Pozzo, Ray Barreto, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, I never saw him, Montreal, Vic Vogel, big band. They were a great band. And Vic Vogel spoke three languages, Hungarian, French, and English. Django Reinhardt, George Benson, the Breezen, which I heard here the other night. That's about 45 years ago, that album. I had that. Between now and closing, once the arts are in one soul, you can't let go. Here and there and everywhere. The Palladium. Has anybody heard of the Palladium in New York City? It has been raised and rebuilt now as a student residence for New York University. But what came to the Palladium was Machito and his all-star Cuban band, Tito Puente, Ray Barreto, Larry Harlow, Johnny Pacheco, Bobby Valentine. And incidentally, salsa started in New York City. And one of the big practitioners of salsa was Ray Barreto. And I saw Ray in Toronto, and I didn't know something about Ray Barreto. He was born in 1929. He was the founder of the Boogaloo, which was renamed salsa. And I want to mention one thing. This is really disjointed. Have you heard of the bandoneon? Has anybody heard of the bandoneon? The bandoneon is an accordion which was developed by Heinrich Band in Germany. And he developed the bandoneon to whereby churches, and I'm not religious, and folk music could be played on a simpler instrument, whereby churches that didn't have the money to have a big pipe organ. And the church was looked down upon the tango. You know what happened to the bandoneon? Italian and German immigrants that went to Argentina, they brought the bandoneon, and the bandoneon became the instrument of the tango, which they put down as dirty. And one of the great practitioners of the tango, this isn't a poem, sorry, was Astor Piazzolla, who played the bandoneon. And that's, I don't know, it's kind of a mishmash. But anyways.
So give Peter another hand. Give yourselves all another hand for this first round. We are running quite late tonight. So it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. So anybody that came in wanting to read after the sign-up sheet was no longer there, you'll go up first in the second round. And if there's time at the end, then you'll get a second poem then. How's that? I'm just going to read a short poem here to take us out. We'll do a short intermission. I'll go around and see who has a second poem to read. I do need to get some email addresses as well from three of you, I think. So this is called Between. Sitting in an easy state of unease, stuck, in a thought of where it all goes, and what is an end. Is the beginning of the end the same as the end of the end? How much grace are we allowed to flee or fight or change? Is to disavow the obvious only an even more hollow way of accepting? There is a room in another town where a small group of poets, thinkers, are forever trying to find answers to injustice, about poverty, and an end to war. That room seems the only place sometimes. Because in all the towns between here and there, and even every other place in that town, everyone else is simply counting raisins, with a cup in hand to see if, indeed, as they say, there is a full cup of raisins in every box of raisin bran. Thank you very much.
If you come out at night, you'll see the light and where to make the turn off. But do call ahead, we might be in bed, riding with our clothes off. Riding under wallpaper, riding on the womb. Though poets die, a lullaby still whispers faintly. Something to say, but you ain't got no one. Whatever you do, if you have to, oh, use your thumb, just get here, just come. If you're too something to say, and you ain't got no one. If your hands are getting cold, you don't know where you are. If I was a crow, I'd fly the roads that wind between these places, where poems were read and hungers fed and hearts were warm and gracious. And did we keep a guest book somewhere, or are the records fading? We'll make a vow to start one now. There is still time, but it's not waiting.
We shall build our home. Where running water's green. And plant the ground with roses. And so the day will change. And we shall live forever. A little down the river, a little down the road. Those were back-breaking days in the sun and the rain, surrounded by nothing.
Yeah.
his white racket, small purple arctic surprises, surprises. All those noisy flowers in water places, you've seen them in the outdoor hotel. Lovers came this way to watch the water floor show years ago. Came this way.
Just heard before the last three tracks, I'll talk about those in a second. You heard from the first round of the February 3rd and the Journey Continues open mic in that reading series at the Elm Cafe. And again, you just unfortunately just a few of the readings were able to save to the recorder for me to do something with them. So who you did hear, there were some some readers that were recorded. You heard readings by Liz Huntley Yinch, Vicky Longile, Rarick Folsom, Peter Mottner, and me. And then you heard directly after that off a CD I have called, The Al Purdy Songbook. The idea behind that was in 2014, a great number of songwriters and poets also were given a task is too strong a word, but they were invited, I guess that's best, to read through Al Purdy, find something that really struck them, and to interpret in any way they felt right, and or expand it, and whatever they saw best. So you just heard first Sarah Harmer with Just Get Here, James Collette with Sensitive Man, and then Snowblink, which is a duo made up of Daniela Gesundheit and Dan Goldman with a song called The Outdoor Hotel. And hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to play another two or three tracks off of another CD here in just a minute. But first, I think we probably need to do this first, and I will be right back.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
And welcome back. It is, I should just say, let's do it this way first. You are and have been listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce, here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6. We do stream live online as well at www.cfrc.ca. It is just turned 4:45 just a few seconds ago. So what I'm going to do now is what I'd like to do is introduce the next set of poetry you're going to hear that has a soundscape beneath it as well. And this came out and put together in 2024. Stephen Roxborough, West Coast poet, songwriter, maybe songwriter, possibly. Stephen Roxborough, he made a recording. He recorded a number of pieces, 15 of them actually, from his book, Songs of a Psychic Seahorse, and that was published by Neopoesis Press in 2024. I believe this CD came out in 2025, early 2025. I've really enjoyed it. I was, yeah. And so I'm going to share three tracks off of it. If you can see what you think, check it out, look it up. Here we go. Again, here's Stephen Roxborough. The cuts you're going to hear are Bittersweet, Blood Song, Northwest Kids, and God Particles. So here we go.
Bloodlines run deep and fast. Everything humbles and blunders on as somehow few threads last. This chosen, unbroken, unspoken flood of blood between mothers and fathers to sons and daughters cannot be undone. So we pass it on and on, rejoice in sweet embrace. We all exist on this booming human spectrum of imperfection, with trickles of bitter whipped into the mix to balance the talents of ego and bliss. How we come together and fall apart, circle back to the pumping flow and beat of the heart, since the beginning of giving, from the end to the start. May our blood songs run deep to the beat of our hearts. May our blood songs run deep to the beat of our hearts. Northwest kids don't mind the perpetual drizzle of winter rain. They grow up with wet hair, dry humor, green vision, and damp shoulders. They bathe in gray days for weeks, seek cedar forest shelter, and wrap themselves in blankets of season change fog. They speak fluent raven, know where the mushrooms spawn, and naturally sense when orchopods are coming to town. They make friends with coyote, gather plump berries on the path, chatter back at the squirrels, predict weather in the moss, and laugh at the loop of hurry. Forest kids understand the power of the land before white men arrived with their sharp-toothed religion and crucified grandmother trees. Yet Northwest kids believe in the wise ease of original lessons. Be kind and peaceful. Be generous and grateful. Let us see and hear without judgment or fear. Let us listen with ears to the ground and hearts in our heads. Northwest kids hear and see each tree as a living work of art, each woodland a steadfast friend, each forest a family of perfect beauty, a quiet system for healing and expansion, a great teacher about community, generosity, humility, and mortality. Great wave of dissolve watches over us, watches over us. Northwest kids connect the dots. They see oil tankers come and go, smell refineries when wind changes direction. They listen to elders speak about the flowchart of cash flow. Corporate man only teaches you things they want you to know. Things they want you to know. But forest kids know the score. There is no planet B, no other shore to escape to. They know war on nature is mental, not environmental. They know pollution kills more than war. Pollution kills more than war. Still, the kids grow optimistic and shamanistic. They see ancestors in the mist, wait for new patches of blue under canopy of dancing branches. They anticipate warmer winds and watch magic expand. Fires, waves, floods, and quakes. Northwest kids know everything is interconnected. We're all in this together, especially in these amazing days of transformation, ascension, and weather domination. We must welcome people from places of great devastation, offer a friendly landing field, blankets of kindness and hot meals. Northwest kids know this is just the beginning, and more will be revealed. Just the beginning of sharing and healing. Just the beginning of sharing and healing.
Great wave of dissolve washes over us, washes over us.
Kids are the God particles we seek. They contain the best and worst of us, retain our remedies and memories, and twist our characters into scores of combinations we never knew existed. The kids evolve and revolve around us, pushing us past points while bringing us nearer. They reflect our hopes and fears, both large and small mirrors. Listen to oceans of pulsing blood, the transmission from fission to fusion. We are the human gods, making heartbreaking and forsaking the particles we seek. We're a carnival of formulas blended and suspended in mortal portals, an arsenal of articles curled and swirled into the mutant soup of ancestors lost and found. We are the gods making the gods, exchanging and changing the next gods who carry the query, discover the subsequent lover, raise, praise, and sometimes bury the particles we seek, the particles we teach, the particles the critique.
And you just heard, I don't think I gave the correct title to this CD. It's Quantum Nostalgia Blues. I may have said that. And it's, again, Stephen Roxborough. And it's voice and poetry from his book called Songs of a Psychic Seahorse. And it's in two parts of Blood songs and then also Quantum Nostalgia Blues. So, yeah, came out in 2025, I think just a year ago. So there you go. Well, my heartfelt thanks for all of you who have tuned in today, and I hope you can stay tuned for the second hour. I've got a short song to take us there. You are and have been listening to Finding a Voice. Just a reminder that both hours of this show every week are uploaded to my I upload every week to my personal blog space for it at Finding a Voice on CFRCFM.wordpress.com. It is 57 minutes after 5 o'clock, and let me get the CDs changed here. We'll tell you that, we'll mention it again, but coming up at 6 o'clock is Saltwater Music, so you might want to stay tuned for that. I hope you can stay tuned for the second hour here as well, because you're going to hear a full second round, how's that, yeah, this isn't working right here. What is this? I got the wrong track. There we go. Sorry about that. Here we go. Here's Gordon Lightfoot with Song for Winter's Night. Catch you in a couple of minutes.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon the page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where webs of snow are drifting. If I could only